Hi and welcome to the final module of our course, which will be the conclusion. So we'll talk about like the main points of the course, what we have discussed. So mainly we have discussed what is data platform, what is the structure of data platform, how it's really easy to use, how you can use the data platform of Microsoft to manage the data in your organization and to have like more relevant information. So we said that we have three main layers. The first layer where you can extract the data from the different sources, you can extract the different types of data. Then you can even like prepare the data, filter the data. You can centralize the data in your the data warehouse. And finally, the final layer, which is the visualization, where you can create reports and dashboards in an easy way. Then we said that data platform is basically it's based on two main parts, SQL Server 2016 with the mission of everything built in and Power BI. So SQL Server 2016, everything built in, we said this is the new mission, that SQL Server is not only a database to stock the data, but a complete platform to manage the data, to centralize the data, to filter the data. Also, we have discussed that we have many solutions already built in the same stack. And this is a strong point of SQL Server 2016. You don't have to buy each solution separately. You have a BI part integrated, and we have showed the demo for the part of the reporting and report publisher, how it's easy to create dashboards and reports. You have also Power BI to create dashboard and reports, but it's a cloud-based solution. We have also the part of the data warehouse to centralize the data, so the performance of SQL Server is number one. We have also security part, for especially if you have critical information and you want to make sure that the data is secured. So you can use the different features like always encrypted, row-level security, dynamic data masking. Also, we have discussed the mission-critical OLTP and how it's really fast now with also in-memory technology. We have discussed the R server, which is already built-in integrated in SQL 2016, so you can do R scripts and advanced analytics and prediction. So all the solution already built-in integrated in SQL 2016. You have the in-memory technology to enhance that you have a good performance of your system across all the workloads. You have different options. Microsoft always give you different options and it depends on your needs. So you can have on-premise solution, on cloud, or to have hyper scenario, a part on-premise and a part of cloud. Also, this is really important, the different edition of SQL 2016. As we said, it depends on your needs. You want to use to have like basic reporting, basic analytics, so you can use a standard. But if you want to use like the complete platform of Microsoft with the different features of in-memory, always encrypted, mobile BI, advanced analytics, so all that you can have with SQL Server Enterprise Edition. After we have discussed SQL Server 2016 with the mission of everything built in, we have discussed Power BI. And we said that it's really user-friendly. You can create dashboards and reports in an easy way. You can do like, you can connect to the data on-premise, you can connect to the different data sources and application to create dashboards and reports, give you an overview. You can do like some drill through to the reports, drill down to have more detailed information as we have discussed during the demo of Power BI. So as you can see that you can manage the data, and this is really important, so you can match the technology, you can transform your business to match the technology and to have a value, more added value to your business. So you can manage the data using, as we said, the in-memory technology to have better performance, to use the advanced security to make sure that the data is secured, to use the always-on feature to have a replication of your system to make sure that in case of problem or downtime that your system is always available. You can do analysis, more analysis on the data. You can use the machine learning or server. You can centralize the data using the data warehouse. Also, you can work more on data after after preparing the data, extracting the data. You can also create dashboards and reports in an easy way, as we have discussed, using the reporting service of SQL 2016, which has been really enhanced, and Power BI, which is a cloud-based solution. Also, we give you like many options to share the dashboards and reports in an easy way to take faster decision about your business. And also we have like the application, the mobile application, to make sure that in case if you are traveling for mobile customer, that easily you can use the application, access the dashboards to track your business in real time and to take faster decision about your business. And here, as you can see, this is like different resources that you can check to have more detailed information about data platform solution. So you have technical documentation of SQL Server 2016, where you can see more in details the different services of SQL, the integration service, the analysis service, the reporting service, how to use the different services to extract the data from different sources to do analysis and reporting. Also, you can see some information about the new features, about in-memory technology, always on, etc. Also, you have the link about, which show you what's new in the reporting service. As we have discussed that the reporting service has been enhanced, so you can check more in details what's new for the reporting service. Also, for Power BI, you can use these links to access and to use Power BI. And the second link is like step by step how to use Power BI in an easy way. Also, you have partner showcase for Power BI that give you an overview of already report and dashboard created for the different industry by our partners, Microsoft partners. So you can check it, can give you an overview about how to use it, what is the KPIs that can match your needs related to your business. And also on the website of the Microsoft Virtual Academy, you can see even other videos in different language that talk about or discuss Power BI Data Platform SQL Server 2016. So this is what the course about data platform solution. I hope you have enjoyed the course. I hope you found that information was useful for your business. I really hope that the organization can use data platform solution because it's easy to use to manage the data. This is like, and to match the technology, to use all types of data. You can do in an easy way, like to find the relationship between the feedback of your customer on your activities and what is the relation between that with the production, with the revenue coming from the different departments or the different products. So you can use or can you find easily the relationship, you can do more analysis using data platform solution. So I hope you have enjoyed. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you in another course, and have a nice day.